Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up? It's your boy Joe Dirt, and you are tuned in to Dirty World on Blackout Radio. It's been a while since I've been on here, people, but I'm back and at it. Today I'll be interviewing that boy Ville out of Lubbock, Texas. I'll be spending once again my artist Giannis. Then, of course, I got the young thoroughbreds out of North Dakota. What y'all know about that North Dakota? I don't think y'all know nothing about that. It's cold up there right now. I think it's, like, below where it's supposed to be on a normal rate. And then I got a new artist today. You know, he sent me this music back a while. Young Brand. I believe he goes by Brand Smith on Facebook. So if y'all know him, y'all hit him up. Let him know he's on. Is the guest in?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and start this off with my track, House Party. Go ahead and get it jumping, Black Tid.
I feel like 2018 is going to be the point in time where I get a
you know, express and take off and, you know, share that platform with everybody and let people understand exactly what we're doing. What we doing? We adding out some music tonight. What we doing?
Yeah. We're gonna play that one track that one track you sent me.
Okay, bet. Yeah, so pretty much what y'all about to hear is a new song, man. It's called She's Far Away / Where You At. And I like to show people that I'm versatile and whatnot. So I do be rapping and whatnot, but you will hear singing, and I just feel like it's something that everybody can relate to, something, you know, everybody can vibe to. If you're driving, don't roll your windows up. You know what I mean? You gotta play this one loud. This one gotta be the exclusive. This is it.
Already. So how long have you been doing music?
I could roughly say about a good 10 years. I've been known I wanted to be an artist since the age of 8.
Okay, so exactly. Tell the people, like, what inspires your music? Who are some of the people you look up to in music?
I got a few mentors in my life. One of them being a good friend named Tory Lanez. I idolize people that come from my same background, my same area and stuff. So Buddy Holly, of course. I listen to a lot of different stuff, though. Like, if you're in the L.A. area, you probably know who, like, Skizzy Mars is. Just different people, different vibes, all kinds of stuff, really. I listen to everybody. I listen to a lot of music, so I'm inspired a lot by a lot of things.
Okay. Now, I know you're part of the Trillest Set of the 806 Cypher out there in Lubbock. Let the people know just a little bit about that and where they can find that at. Because I know you are the co-contributor or your partner in it with
I really ain't gonna talk too much about it because I really decided at this point in my life that I was gonna move forward from that situation just because of, you know, like bad business, people not really doing things the correct way. But so the Real Star, we made it to Real Star. It's Trillest out the 806. You know what I'm saying? You will hear me and a lot of artists from my city going hard. Like, that, it's a cypher. We all kicking bars and whatnot. So you can go to Real Star. You can go to YouTube. Just type in Trillest out the 806. It's gonna pop straight up. You know, we did tough numbers on that and whatnot. And the whole thing behind all that was just simply that I felt like my city was getting overlooked like that, and I didn't like that. I felt like I could do something to link everybody together, and that's exactly what I did. And we executed with the plan. We made sure we did it the right way, and then along the lines, things get a little twisted. People do their own thing. I'm doing my own thing now. So, you know, we got this new song y'all are about to listen to. And I'm excited. It's going to be a good year. Like I said, 2018 is the takeoff year, man. If you don't know who B-I-double-L is, I need you to go to my Instagram, Hollywoodville, my Twitter, Hollywoodville. And you know what I'm saying? Just stay tuned. Snapchat, Villa Swavy. You know what it is, man. Like, I do this, and if you like my music, you're a fan of my music. I'm a fan of my fans. You know what I'm saying? I listen to people's criticizing. I listen to what people got to say. I listen to opinions, good or bad. It don't mean nothing to me. But at the end of the day, I run off of what people say, and I just, you know, I do what I can to better my talent at the end of the day. So that's what we're doing.
Already. So what really can the people expect from Bill 2018?
Like I said, 2018 is, I feel like it's something that me and God got the understanding of, knowing that I waited my whole life to fully put together the platform to just really take off with my music. I want to be known all across the world, and I feel like it's one step at a time, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things in life held me back from being the one person that I wanted to be, and my alter ego is Bill. You know what I'm saying? And that's my artist name. That's what I feel like everything that I did, it all led up to this moment of just knowing that I got my vibes together. And once you got your music on point, your talents on point, everything else from there is just, it just vibes so smooth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like 2018
already
is where people are gonna really know who Ville is, just simply because I'm gonna be on like, I'm gonna forcefully pop up on everybody's stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you scrolling through YouTube, them Real Star exclusives, all that is coming soon. So I just want people to be well aware that I'm coming for that number one spot. You know what I'm saying? And I love all my people that listen to my music and jam.
For sure. Now, for the listeners out there, I've been watching this young man's career since he started, and I guarantee you he started running. Like, he didn't just come out here and like crawl and, you know, play around with this over here, with that over there. This kid was like a marketing genius when he first started, and I got to tell you, he is a very, very, very big trendsetter. So I'll go ahead and let you introduce your track to the people.
I bet. Yo, it's your boy VILL, man. I appreciate y'all for having me on the earth. And this new song y'all about to hear is called She's Far Away / Where You At. It's produced by UC. So, you know, if you like it, you love it, keep jamming, support it. SoundCloud, you can search me up, Ville, on SoundCloud, Hollywood Ville. Search it up, wherever, whenever, you know what it is.
Alrighty. Kick that black tail.
Do what?
You remember that after I had dinner at your house, you told me you loved me. I didn't really know what to say, but I know what to say now. I have thought about you, and I like you, and I like being with you, and maybe I feel the same way. So the next time you tell me you love me, if there is a next time, I'm shooting to the stars with this one. I see better with my eyes closed. Light one and then we ride slow. Sliding through the city, bumping skizzy Mars. I can see straight through your shirt, you got a broken heart. Can't say that we've been through the same, but I got plenty scars. Would think I never had a chance, but you won my arm. Showed me that anything was possible, now I'm feeling unstoppable. I just wish we would talk some more. Tell me where you are. I want you, do you want me too? Close your eyes, tell me baby, can you see us too? Forever like a Polaroid picture. Moment of silence, yeah, I want you too. But I've been at it for a while, just kinda feel like it's deja vu. I only had you in my arms one time, that's true. But what's a night to a lifetime with you? What's a night to a lifetime with you? Ooh, I wanna know, yeah. I wanna know. Hope you hit me, I mean it sincerely. It's from the soul and I mean it, so it's gold. I figured I'd let you know before you leave, cause feeling fade when you're drifting away. I'm not ashamed for speaking what's really on my mind. Months till we split, I feel I'm out of time to an extent. Cause deep down I feel time doesn't exist. So if I take a shot of shoot, will I miss? Reach for a kiss, tell me now, baby, do you exist? The girl of my dreams is everything, what it could be. What about we? I'm in the we. But I've been speaking to God, speaking to which I hear you going to church. I would make an exception, show me exactly what you're worth. Cause I feel my God is your God and our God is all the same. About depression and pain, if love exists, tell me baby, what is this? Do we exist? What are we? Could we be one together forever? Yeah.
That was that boy VILL. She's far away. Now I know we got some listeners ready to ask this young man some questions. We got some listeners on the line, Black Terry.
413-727.
Hey, it's Adam Jules in the house. I'm calling from Massachusetts. What's up, you guys? What's up, Joe Dirt? What's up, Black Tear? And I definitely shout out to the show tonight. I'm grateful to be here.
Great to have you. Great to have you. You got a question for VILL?
Yeah, I sure do. First of all, my name's Ann Jules, and it's good to talk to you and listen to your music.
To talk to you as well. It's always a pleasure. What's the question? What's up with it?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter on a couple Wu-Tang mixtapes, and I got my own radio show with Power Talk with OG, and I'm able to use my talent, to help others as an artist and a writer. And, I mean, I've had moments where, like right now, and just like hanging with Jizzard backstage and just all these opportunities that I have, I love what I do and I do what I love. And I know that it's inspiring to others that helped. And I wanted to know, can you share a moment on your pathway, on your grind, where you felt like, I don't want to say on top of the world, but like a moment where you could share with us to inspire us as artists and people in general, like where you felt like, man, I know this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, and like, you know, you get goosebumps, like pinch me, this is really happening. Are there any moments?
Yeah, I feel like the moment that I realized that it was all going to happen was like literally just, it was like a month ago when I flew out to Atlanta for the first time. And like in the process of going, I went over there to, cause I was knowing I was going to record for like, you know, a whole week straight. And I was already like pre-prepared, cause I write music a lot as well. And,
right.
In the moment of going there, it was like an energy just struck all at one time in one moment, and I feel like that was my key for me to let me know that this is what I was going to really do. Like that song you just heard, that song is super new. Like, and that song right there, them little things like that, I mean, it's the little things that count.
Yes.
And just the vibe alone, they gave me the goosebumps, and it made me know, like, but I've been wanting to do this since 8 years old. Like, I've been trying to write music since 8 years old, and I just knew that this was always something that I was going to be able to do, and what I want to do with my message is just help others and inspire others to believe in themselves. So I guess when you view it like that, that's when you get the real thrill out of it.
Definitely. And to me, in my heart and my, you know, my soul, that's the success within itself, what you just said, you know, and like inspiring others. And thank you so much. That's what's up.
Thank you so much for calling in. I mean, that means a lot to me as well. I'm out here, I'm still on the grind and stuff like that. So if any opportunities are popping like that, you know what I'm saying? I gave people my stuff, my social media stuff. Be sure to, you know what I'm saying? Be sure to reach out. I'm not like the most artist out right now. I'm not too good for the response. So, you know, when people reach out to me, I definitely reach back out and keep it moving.
Cool. Definitely. My stage name is Ann Jewels, AnnJewels. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, I would definitely check you out and reach out. Yeah, continue your grind, and much love to you and your loved ones too, and much success to you and your loved ones, and you know, don't give up. And thank you for inspiring.
Hey, I appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you calling in, Miss Ann Jewels.
Thank you, Mr. Joe Dirt. It's my privilege and pleasure. Always a pleasure to show my support for you guys.
Already? Well, you know how we do it around here. You know you got to keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there. We'll holler at you later, Miss Ann Jewels. Thank you for stopping by.
All right. Peace, y'all. Have a great night.
You too.
Salute.
Happy New Year.
Same to y'all.
All right. Next caller.
415-375.
What's up, Blackout Radio? What's up, Joe Dirt? What's up, the special guest? This is Armin from San Francisco, just calling in, supporting Blackout Radio and the show. So shout out to the special guest.
Is it V I double L?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm liking your music. What kind of so I wanna ask you, what kind of genre is that music that you putting out?
Well, like when I first started making music, I feel like people boxed me in the category of just rap and they called me a rapper. So like I feel like my new music, it's a mixture of like it gives like a pop sound, a little bit of like I still kick the bars off as well, so it's like a pinch of hip hop, and I don't know, I feel like overall my style is just me being unique, a artist. Like I said, I used to get categorized in the rapper box, and I just feel like my music's way different, so I'm glad you asked that question. I just feel like my music is just my expression on how I feel about life, and just it's a mellow tune. It's almost like a Mike Posner feel, but it's different because I'm different. My vibes are different.
Okay, yeah, you're bringing something different to the table because I didn't really hear you rapping that on that song. So I was wondering what kind of music that was. Or did I miss something? But, I'm just like,
it's definitely more of a pop still, though. So I would say it's more in the pop category.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just I'm on that from San Francisco. I'm on SoundCloud and I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm doing a couple of things. I'm opening up for San Quentin. For San Quentin over here on January 14th at Oakland. Opening up. I'm also doing some. I have a TV show that I do. The first show is January 12th on San Francisco Conference website. We go to Bayback TV, and I have a TV show called Talking Loud, They Say Nothing TV. What Happened to Hip Hop is a basic sit-down discussion and open dialogue and videos and special guests, and have open dialogue on what we think about hip hop and where we think it's going and where we think what message we should be sending and how it should sound like in the future. And just basic on current events that don't have to be about hip hop. And it shows at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m. on the Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, and 9 o'clock Eastern. And like I said, it's this first show of 2018 is on January 12th. I'd like y'all all to come out and support the show. I'm also trying to take a global tour. I'm working with AO, the homie, and I'm working on some stuff with him and getting on the Free the Real tour this year in March to do that. And I'm also doing some stuff with the Rock the Mic showcase, and we're going to be doing out of Houston, Texas on February 20th. So I'm doing a lot of stuff working on some stuff working on my CD that's going to be coming out in May or April of 2018. So like y'all, check this out. I'm also working on the Taking Back Hip Hop tour too that I'm working on too. So I got a lot of things I'm grinding and just putting in work and trying to get a real Taking Back Hip Hop and just taking back to the roots and just trying to keep the art form alive, you know what I'm saying? Because I think it's kind of bubblegum in the music and stuff. I'm just insulted and just, you know, I just feel insulted. The music form, the art form, it just went down. And so I'm trying to bring the hip-hop game back up to where it roots and everything. So that's all I'm out here doing. Not no hater, nothing. Just out here just trying to make global hip-hop. That's all. So I'm just Blackout Radio, Eddie Powell. I'm so thankful this year for having the radio station. Without this radio station and without World Coach Keisha and LeVar Hayes and Eddie Powell making this possible, it's been a great year, and I'd just like a lot to be thankful this year. So I'd like to shout out to y'all and good luck on your upcoming endeavors to the special guest and Joe Dirt and the Blackout Radio, and Happy New Year, everybody. And I'm OMF from San Francisco. And my music is on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and Facebook. I'd like to thank y'all with Blackout Radio and the whole family. Happy New Year to everybody. Love y'all. Talk to y'all next year. OMF about.
All righty, G. Appreciate you calling in, man. And you know how it is out there. So, huh?
Yeah, no. Yep. You know, one love and family for life, y'all. Like our radio, that's what time it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Joe Dirt.
Clean. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Keep it clean. You know, it's a dirty world out there, G.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter, my brother.
All righty.
All right.
All righty. Happy New Year, G. Happy New Year.
You too, my brother. Blackout Radio. All
right, all right. One. Nick Dowler.
419-405.
Talk to me,
Kelly. Yo, what's happening?
What's good, what's good? Who we got the pleasure of speaking with this evening?
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, man. It's Tony Storm. I'm calling from the east side of Toledo. I was going to ask you, who am I speaking with?
Oh, this here, that there, there boy, Joe Dirt Pay. Here, Joe Dirt.
Who am I speaking with? Who is this? On the
Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt. You in the dirty world. Yeah, you in the dirty world with Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, my nigga. Hey, where you from?
Huh?
Where you from?
I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
That's what's
same,
up. That's
same
what's
as,
up. Yeah, I know
same,
you got a
same,
draw.
Same as the
shit.
Artist
Bill. I had a question I wanted to ask. It was kind of like a two-fold, two-part question. It goes,
okay.
Do you follow people on social media, and why? Do you or do you not?
Me specifically? I do follow people back. It really just depends on, like, the content they provide or whatever. Like, I feel like if it's something I could build, you know, a relationship off of, then yeah, I do follow back. I follow my fans back. I still love back, but for the most part,
right,
I follow everybody back. I mean, I guess it just depends on the content and what it's looking like. Because a lot of times I don't even get to see that a certain individual follow me unless I'm just really going through my stuff. I just let my followers build up, and I just keep doing what I do.
Right.
And keep putting out the content, keep putting out the work. And I feel like people understand that, you know what I'm saying? And if I don't follow back, you know what I'm
right.
saying, shoot a DM, let me know you really mess with me, it's nothing to hit that follow back. Cause
no doubt.
It's a new year. It's a good year.
Yeah.
You got to make this the best.
No doubt, man. Everyone better than the last one, man. That was my question, really, man. Would you mind if I bust a couple bars? It ain't going to be too many, man. I just wanted to spit a little something if you don't mind.
Hey, bro, go right ahead, man.
All right, look. I'd be like, I don't really know what they hating on me for. Fall off in my spot, panties hanging off the doors. When she come around, there's residue on the table. She was like, you told me that you ran a record label. I was like, I do, but I gotta get this paper. Trapped in on deck like a nigga on a slave ship. I was like, baby, I've been on my best behavior. She was like, I don't know. My bad.
Hey, man, it's all good. Hey, G, it's all good. That's why they call it a freestyle, man.
Yeah. It was a freestyle. It wasn't off the top, though. I've really been running it through my head, but I can't get it right because every time I say it, I laugh because it's so real and it's so rude. It's so dirty. It's like Dirty Bastard flavor or something. But, you know, that ain't really what I get into all the time. But I figured I'd kick that to let y'all know I'm like the 37th chamber. But now on some real shit though, you can follow me on Instagram at TonyStorm419 or on Twitter TonyStorm419 or on Facebook TonyStorm419 or on YouTube just TonyStorm by itself. I rap, I sing, I produce. I'm always putting new vibes out and shit. I'm always doing little freestyles and shit till the tape comes. The next tape I'm gonna drop it's going to be called Tony at the Dough. I'm going to spell Dough, D-O-U-G-H, because it's like, you know, I had a picture for the album cover. My brother drew a picture of me at the Dough, knocking on the motherfucking Dough. And it's like Tony at the Dough, but it's not, I don't spell it like Dough. And then I plan on following that up with that, the real album called Hashtag Unfollow. So it's going to really just be the pound sign Unfollow. And that's what prompted me to ask you. Because one day I was just sitting around, I was thinking like, damn, I'm trying to do my thing, right? And I love hip-hop. I love underground music and everything everybody's doing. But it's like, it's really hard to focus on what you're doing when you're so distracted by everything else. Because social media suggests shit to you. All you got to do is like something. So next thing you know, you being motherfucking, you know, listening to music from Switzerland or something and not even knowing how you got there. So I be trying not to follow, you know what I mean? Because there's so much that I'm trying to do. But really, basically, if I had to put my shit in a nutshell, it would be like everything that already has been, everything that is now, and everything that hasn't been yet, all embodied in the present. You see what I'm saying? Basically saying, like, when I'm doing my shit, I'm like, the beat, I'm talking about that goes for the beat, the vocals on the R&B tip, or the hip-hop tip. Like, you might catch me on some KRS shit sometime, or you might catch me on some futuristic type shit. But the fact is, like, I want to embody, I want to be, it's almost like I'm trying to embody what Bruce Lee did with the martial arts, but with the flow.
You saying something, Bill?
In all styles and no style at once. So I ain't going to go, so shit like that.
So the point, but you just answered your own question, though. Like, and I'm going to let you know, if I'm 20, just how you spit that freestyle and just how you did that, you gotta put all your time into your profession. You got to put your money into your profession.
Right.
You got to build and you got to create that craft. And the key is always to never follow anyone's path. It's just do what makes you happy. And whenever you know you're just vibing and you're doing you, everything else comes so naturally. You don't got to force nothing. And you ain't got to explain too much on how, like, things could be a distraction. Anything in life that's going to be a distraction is going to be you distracting yourself, like I said, if you really want to, all you can do is focus on it and put your time into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everything else will come so naturally, bro. Other than that,
I appreciate that.
Make any moves for you.
No doubt. I appreciate that, man.
It's always better to lead than to follow.
Yeah, man. That's all I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No doubt. Well, y'all have a good evening, man. I got to get back to this other shit, man. You know, it's still second shift, so.
Don't hashtag unfollow, you know what I'm saying? I need the support. I need everybody to go follow me on Instagram, at Hollywoodville, Twitter, Hollywoodville. Snapchat,
Philip. Okay.
All right, Rita
G.
Stopping into the dirty world, man, and like I tell everybody else, man, keep that shit clean, because it's a dirty world out there, bro. Man, you have a happy New Year's, Z.
My God, no doubt. You have a happy one, too, man, and many more.
All right, for sure, Z. One.
Yeah, 100.
All right, well, we got time for two more brief callers, and then I'm going to go ahead. And, you know, if Bill got something he want to share with you guys before we wrap it up, I'm going to go ahead and let him go after these last two questions, and I'm going to go ahead and spin it out for the rest of the night after I chop it up with y'all for a little bit. So let's go ahead and go to the next caller.
646-6373.
New York,
yeah,
New York.
What's up, man? Happy holidays. This is Sean Feld of SX Energy Drink calling from NYC. How y'all doing tonight?
What's good,
man? I just want to thank everybody for supporting the SX movement. I'm over here promoting and marketing SX Energy Drinks. Big Eddie Powell know about it. They'll be naming the SX model 2017 next year. Catch me on upcoming shows, reporting 845 Radio on January 29th with Mucci Merchants in Middletown, New York. We'll be doing an event on January 27th with Air It Out Radio. Going to be giving out SX samples with the lovely PI, the radio. Also going to be on the front cover magazine, i2 Digital Magazine, and Words of Wisdom Magazine. Can't confirm what dates yet, so that's plans for 2018.
Oh, really? Sound like you got a busy one ahead of you. And that's good, because if you ain't busy, you ain't working. And if you ain't working, you ain't shit. Anyway, you got a question for my man, Bill, bro?
Yeah. What inspired you to become a rapper, and who was your influences growing up?
Well, I come from a city called Lubbock, Texas, and one of the artists that made it out of here before I was even born, and he died before I was born, was a legendary dude named Charles Holly. His name's Buddy Holly. That's his artist name. I was influenced by people like him, Tory Lanez, Skizzy Mars. I'm a big fan of like the underground. I like all the new artists coming up. I like everything. Really, I can't say I like just one thing. And I'm inspired. Whatever I'm inspired by, I feel like I take it and I perfect my craft on my end and do my best for what it is that makes me want to be an artist. And
that's good, man. That's very good, man.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Other than that, you know what I'm saying.
Dead air, dead silence. People got quiet.
Man?
My bad. It's all good.
I mean, besides that, bro, that's pretty much it. Those are my influences, and that's what inspires me. That's what keeps me driven to know that, you know, other people made it happen out of a small city that don't really have, you know, much attention or any kind of pull. Like, we don't have too much strings to pull over here, so everything that we're running off of, we come from nothing. And I feel like that's another little piece of just what keeps me hungry and what inspires me to be the artist that I am today. But, yeah.
Definitely. And to basically clear up what Ville's saying right here, like, being in Lubbock, growing up in Lubbock, you literally grow up around a bunch of small towns, and it's literally in the middle of nowhere. We were like, oh, this is nowhere, Texas. We literally were 5 hours away from Oklahoma City, 5 hours away from Dallas, and even farther from everybody else. And, you know, it's a very tough market. Yes, the city is growing. The city is beautiful. I love it. We love it. But Lubbock is a place that we have to bring more to. And that's what Ville is doing, and that's also what I'm doing. Can you let the people know where you at, where they can find you at on social media, G?
He just dropped out. Oh, Sean, you still there?
Okay.
Hold on. Sean,
okay.
You still there?
Yeah,
we all still here, though.
All right, well, you want to go to the next caller?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take one more call for Phil.
917-892.
You speaking to Ace, the artist coming straight out of Harlem. And I just want to know what you see, like, what kind of change you want for your city. Like, I mean, what you want to see different for the kids and stuff like that. You got any positive records coming out? Any positive messages you want to send to the children in my man?
Yeah, definitely. I would say, like, I got two simple goals in life, and this is what keeps my mind so focused and keeps me so driven. I say goal number one is whenever I die, I literally just want a statue after the one person that made it in my city, and his name is Buddy Holly. And two, for the kids that are, like, barely catching on, that been a part of the wave, I just want to let all the kids and even the older people know, like, it's as simple as just, like, my goal is once I make it, I want people to understand that if I could do it, anyone can do it, and my overall goal is just to have people believe in themselves at the end of the day, because I feel like that's key. I feel like a lot of people lose hope, especially coming out of a city like mine. So I feel like just me, you know, bringing that energy, that joy, that enlightenment is just something that's going to help the kids understand that when they grow up, you know what I'm saying, they could do whatever it is in the world they want to do, even if it isn't being a rapper. You could be anything you want to be, and I'm going to be proof that you could do that, because I feel like this is the year that I relay that message, and I'm going to also speak that through my music throughout time and stuff like that. So.
All right. The show. Huh? You
said what? Nah, I was talking about the message. The message is definitely the key. Sending a straightforward message to the children so they ain't got to look up to, I mean, because you know what? We got a lot of music. We got a lot of drug music and the music that's getting people like whacked out off different type of shit. So it's like we gotta try to steer it to a different way. Like me, I choose comedy, I choose all types of other ethnics and stuff that I can break it down to get my message across to the to the children, because that's the people that's our generation. See what I'm saying? That's the people that's gonna come up and take care of us when we get older. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So we gotta get them a positive message.
Right. And keep all that in. Like, I feel like what caused me to take a different route, like, cause I don't know if you were already tuned in when he aired my song, but if you listen to my music, the majority of my songs aren't about drug use, or it isn't about it. My music specifically, it touches more on the love perspective, because I feel like with love, everything else is possible. Once you're spreading a positive message, everything else will fall in the category. And you pick and choose what you want to relate to the world. You get what you get what you give. So if you were to put out negative, you would receive negative. I feel the need to put out positive, because I feel like I only want positive, and I feel exactly what you're saying. And plus, I got a daughter, so at the end of the day, I know that I got to give her something to look up to and just be that role model for her at the end of the day. So that's kind of why I definitely keep stuff like that in my mind. And I know, like, the music industry nowadays is kind of iffy, but, you know, I still respect the new artists and whatever it is they got going and stuff like that, because that's what keeps the world spinning at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely fill you up on that one.
But we do appreciate you for calling in and supporting and whatnot. And, you know, if you got any other questions or anything like that, you can always reach out to me, man. I ain't there yet, man. But I'm, like I said, man, mark my words, 2018, I'm going to capitalize on this and show everybody that this isn't impossible. So it's B-I-double-O. You know how it is, man.
I'm from Harlem,
I'm
from Harlem, New York. Yeah, double up.
So hey, what?
Yeah, shouts to New York. Shouts to Teddy J. Shouts to all the people I know out there in New York, man. I really rock with New York.
Yeah, I just dropped
18 on the tours and stuff start popping off. I'll definitely touch down and show love to the city, man.
I'm down to show love everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Already. Tell us where we can find you at, G, on social media.
Basically, you can find me. You can go to H. You can go to the artist H on Instagram. You can find me. You can find me on Money App TV on YouTube. You know what I mean? Just click on the Tupac. That's my YouTube channel. And basically, you know, you can catch me on Facebook or whatever. I usually drop a freestyle on there like every other day. A new one. See what I'm saying? And, you know, I just dropped that song. The song that I had sent you is like a, I don't know, it's like me just getting mad at every artist, and I just took out all my frustration. See what I'm saying? But it ain't.
Oh,
it ain't,
you sent
it ain't
me
like,
a song?
Yeah, I sent it. I just sent it in to you. Now, I mean, it's like a. It's with me coming at all, coming at a lot of rap artists on there.
Okay. Get with me after the show, and let me double check, dude. Let me double check my email, make sure I got it.
Yeah, that's that fire joint when I came at Drake, came at Cardi B, I came at everybody, Young Jock, I came at R. Kelly, I came at everybody,
okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
Okay, yeah.
Just
I feel you, but I just
out.
Hear so much, yeah, I just hear so much music,
it's called
21 man.
Questions for the Hood.
Okay, yeah, I think I remember playing that on Do Global Radio, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, man, link back up with me after the show, man. We can chop it up more.
Always. I fucks with Blackout Radio, man. Hold up. We got to do some more business together.
Most definitely. Well, man, I want to appreciate you for calling in. Appreciate you for promoting, you know, putting it on for New York.
That's what it is. Shout out.
We had a lot of New York calls.
Hey.
Yup. Yeah, y'all all have a blessed holiday, man.
You said what, Bill?
Shout out to that new artist popping out there in New York, man. Shout out to 6ix9ine. I feel like he's also doing a lot for the kids, even though people don't really like his music or whatever. Like when I hear New York, I know that 6ix9ine is really pushing for y'all right now, man. So big shouts to 6ix9ine and big, you know what I'm saying? Shouts to everybody that's motivating these kids to try harder, man. Y'all stay, man, we stay blessed out there in New York. Love.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Good looking. Appreciate everything you've done for your town too. Oh,
already did.
Thanks. We appreciate
right.
you too,
Jay. All right,
yeah,
catch
yeah.
y'all
one. All right, for sure, man. You know how it go. Keep it clean, cause it's a dirty world out there, G. Man, Happy New Year.
Same to you, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. Bless all of y'all. Peace and love.
All right. Blessings, G.
All right, one.
All right, Bill. So you got any last? You know, short words to say to the people. Any extra promotion you want to put out there, real quick, for play these last tracks.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know, man. I appreciate all the callers calling in just to, you know what I'm saying, to ask y'all's questions and whatnot. Like I said, man, if you really vibe with the music and you mess with the movement, be sure to follow me on my social medias. That's Hollywoodville, and also. Just stay tuned, man, because I got some exclusive tracks coming. I only drop on SoundCloud right now because I'm building the platform from the ground up. I want my day one fans with me rocking to the end, not just when it pops off. So y'all stay tuned, man. I got Crack the Code coming next, 2018. I'm dropping a new video that's going to be on YouTube. It's called 806. So I just got a whole lot of things in the works right now, man. And if y'all messing with the movement, y'all understand where I'm coming from, then just know that, you know, 2018 is going to be a beautiful year for everybody. And I want you to know that you can do anything in the world you put your mind to. And just remember, V-I-L-L told you first. You did.
Hey. Already, Bill. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man. I know you got things to do. I know you got, you know, hits to make, you know, right? I'm getting that studio and put up a fight. But, man, I appreciate your time. I get with you at the end of the show. But I'm going to have to tell you like I tell everybody else, bro. Keep that shit clean because you know it's a dirty world out there, man.
Yeah, I
appreciate
know,
it.
Bro. You so,
G. All right, G. You too, man. All right. Now, normally this is the part where I take on more callers, but I do have some more music I want to play. The next show, I promise I'll let more people call in. Might have a guest. I might not. Might have some questions for y'all. Might not. Who knows? Who knows what goes down in the dirty world? Because I don't sometimes. It just happens. But we're going to go ahead and get into this. You know, my artist out of Sweden, Giannis, with that Don't, followed by the Young Thoroughbreds with Too Young Brand with Grinding. And we just going to run all them together like it was just a train. Just keep going. Hit it for me, Black Tail.
Going nowhere till I found you. Everybody knows, but instead I'm always keep hiding. I always wanted to be us too. Oh, wish we can work this out and keep on moving on. Where you wanna go, what you wanna do, we'll do anything for you.
I'm the one.
find myself with you. Hope you ever find a better dude. Don't forget about me, that's all I'm trying to say. I hope that I'm on my way to a better place too. Okay, I need to understand that you moved on. But it's kinda hard to explain all the shit that's been going on. Wanna be there, wanna see you, really know what's up with you. If you were here, you know I care. I don't have to be alone. Be
praise the earth. mad, I'll double that. Make them really mad, and it's obvious I don't care a bit. It's clockwork over everything, and I'm Steph Curry with the twin fields. My coach style's like Phil Jackson on everything. I ain't switching shit, man. A few words make my last, but it's clear as day, I'm with the shit. Broad day sparking up the clips, trying to duck the laws while I'm hitting licks. Humble fucking tattoo on my body, got precious metals all behind my lips. Car switch straight off the line, I can drop the ass with my gear shift. And when you see the place, nigga, that's the A, do it for my sight and my real niggas. Can I stop? I would not stop, had to get it off of my chest, man. Back is crazy. In this life, I mean, we can go on and on about it for days. Put a little bit of the haze to help you get just what I'm saying.
I've been grinding on.
Oh, bro, man.
What's up, bro?
I'm fucked up, man. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, man. Nigga, you be ready to turn up, man. Nigga, I'm feeling kind of,
I mean,
like,
I guess we
lose money.
Spark this bun up in the air. Smoke on the toast, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
My mind don't have a care. So long down, so blank my stand.
Yeah.
My body, my experience. Acting so delirious. Police, they just stop and stare.
Aware of my fate, let me get some air. My nigga, I can't move,
yeah.
But I'm very aware of my state. I woke up this morning, smoked two blunts,
yeah.
And then passed out on the floor.
Oh.
Woke up, took a shower, then waited about an hour, got crumped in, headed to the show.
And the nigga gone in the worst way.
Really?
Got no time for the drama, cause my mind so faded.
Damn.
Feel my body getting out of the clouds, roaring nail, let the air red rule, steady burning by the pound. Got the lions roar. Cause your most is speaking too loud. Church mouth, that's a sitting on the couch. No slouch, eating pizza pockets, trying to lift your girlfriend's mouth.
I'm on a whole nother level. Flying high with the birds and the planes and the stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucking rocket power cars. Niggas can't see me, but I'm hitting bars. At the moment, I'm so shocked that the whole block is gonna have to heat. My words right now, I'm desperately desiring some onion rings and a few cheese curds.
I got a happy meal, won't get me filled, but I did it for that toy. Fuck the phones and shit, no Furby, bitch. I want a toy to make some noise. When I find a shake, as a roller skate, eating on a shrimp, oh boy. Drive through lane, there's a rocket changing up, roller quarters, my joy.
Spark this bun up in the air, so I'm gonna toast it everywhere. My mind don't have a care, so I'm gonna make my stare. Out of body, my experience, acting so delirious. Police, they just stop and stare.
Take it that my phone run, so I look quick. Checking on my nigga, did you see that shit? Everybody looking paranoid and shit. Stop tripping, little bitch. Shut the lock at the door. Must be the loss that they're knocking down on the door. Some of my niggas got warrants, though. Never mind, it's a little homie coming from the store.
I'm high as hell, you can take my quote. I'll do whatever I want. I don't feel I'ma get caught. Let me take you to the field that I just fought. My brother's gotta keep it real, it wasn't my fault. Strolled by, saw a sack on the sidewalk.
Damn.
Picked it up off the ground, it was a bag of salt. So you know I beat that ass without a second thought.
I'm trying to go home and I'm looking for my phone. Trying to talk to my nigga, can I get a ride home?
What you calling me, bro?
Oh, my nigga, can you take a nigga to the crib, though? Say weed is a hell of a drug. I'm on a Henny, call it Pastor Jones. Let me get a 420 Brady, though. Put the whip with some dumb shit. Tell me to the
shit, what was that? What was that? What was that? Who's cat? Where the fuck am I at? This here is just a mat. Did she leave with the scratch and how long would she take to get back? Am I even on track? I think I heard a loud smack. Matter of fact, might just be in the air. Most say it ain't fair. Police, they just stare. But I'm really too high to care.
Spark this bun up in the air. Smoke on the toast, it's everywhere. My mind don't have a care. So
hurry
long up. I smoke like my pants. Out of body, my experience. Acting so delirious.
hot to care.
Wanna be famous, soaring on the wings of my dreams. But I watch too much TV, man.
All right, all right, all right. Well, y'all heard it. That first track was Giannis with Don't Care. The second track was Young Brand with Grinding. And that last one was Young Thoroughbreds with Too High to Care. Now, before I exit this, though, and let y'all go about y'all way, like I need to go about mine and put something in my stomach because I was hungry. Basically, my message to everybody is don't go into this New Year's hating nobody, worried about what somebody else is doing. I know people always say they got a wish or you know, resolution or all this other stuff. Just go into this. My suggestion is go into this new year being who you wanted to be when you were a little kid. Go into this new year with a higher imagination and even higher expectations, but not too high to where when you fail, you just feel like it's just the end. But I want to see more planning in 2018, more togetherness, more team, more collabs, more artists and producers and dancers and everybody involved in entertainment, actors. I want to see people doing more instead of making excuses and saying why they can't do this and why they can't do that, because I can tell you one thing, I'm living proof of it. Black Tear is living proof of it. Guest I had tonight, Ville, he's living proof of it. A lot of the time, if there is no door right there, make one. If there is a door right there and they won't open it, bust it down. And that don't mean you're like, ah, no. If they don't want to let you in that door, you bust down that wall to make your own door. Like you said, make your own lane. You never want to follow a trend, be the trendsetter. So going into 2018, I would love to hear some original music from some of you artists out there. Y'all can send it to me. DirtyWorkBooking@gmail.com. That's DirtyWorkBooking@gmail.com. Or you can go to Facebook.com/JoeDirt and just message me there. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, Joe_Dirt405. You know, basically Twitter, you can hit me up at Dirt806. And then people are, oh, why are your handles so different? Well, basically because I'm original. Instead of following the trend, I went my own way. But guess what? Every last one of them you can find me on. If you want to go to my music page, you can go Facebook.com/LDirtay. But let's be original in 2018. Let's keep all the bullshit down, all the extras. Just throw it out the window. We don't need that. But, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and end it. It's been wonderful. I appreciate all the callers, you know, wonderful questions, great vibes, everybody who called in. Also promoted as well as, you know, question that's past all it is in the dirty world. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead because this stomach of mine is mad because I ain't putting nothing in it in, like, an hour. So I need to do that. And y'all keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there. And Happy New Year's. I hope y'all had a great Christmas. And I'll see y'all next year in a couple of days. Y'all keep it real.